We left off in the middle of Sefer Derech Hashem, Perek Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph, and we were up to Os Hey. And in my opinion, honestly, for me, this is the hardest Perek to learn in the whole Sefer, because you're dealing with Yesodos of the Ribono Shalom himself, and really, although I don't claim to really know what I'm talking about when we read any of the Sefer, but Kal Vachomer, when we read the parts of the Sefer that describe Hashem himself, it's really almost impossible for me to figure out any of this. I don't know if this is the case for everybody, but it's certainly the case in my situation. So we'll read the words of the Ramchal, because they're worth reading, and many of these ideas, as I pointed out last time, many of these ideas of the Ramchal are found in the words of the Rambam, they're found in the words of Sefer Ikarim, they're found in the words of Sadia Gaon, and I'm sure plenty of other places as well. But the Ramchal is laying them out here in the Derech Hashem in a particular way that is what he feels is necessary for these fundamental ideas to be brought to the forefront. So we're going to pick it up from the Ramchal's description again of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence specifically. And this part, this Os Hey, for me is even though I said everything else is beyond my understanding, even on the most pashup shot level, this is for sure something that I've never really wrapped my head around. I read a couple of Pirushim on this, but really nothing really drove the point home to the extent that I needed. But we'll go through it and read the words. That has some value unto itself, obviously. Okay, so v'chein tzarech sheyeda, something that a person needs to know, additionally, shemetziyuso yizbarach shemo metziyus poshut, that Hashem's existence is a simple one. Bli harkava v'ribui klal. There's no combinations or additional qualities. So what does this mean? All things, all concepts of shleimus, of completion, are found in him in a very simple way. So now he's going to describe what that means. Perish, ki hine ba nefesh yimtzu kochos rabim shonim. Meaning, in a human being, and in his soul, in his life force, that there are many different kochos, many different abilities that he has. Obviously, they do intermingle and they interact, but each one is a specific ability that a person has. Derech mashal, hazikaron koach echad v'aratzon koach acher. Meaning, a person has a memory, and he has a will. V'adimyon koach acher, and he has an imagination. And I think this phrase is a little misleading in the sense that these things do not enter into each other's realm at all. Now, obviously, a person's imagination is dependent on his memory, but what he means is that we evaluate somebody as a very original thinker. You know, he has a tremendous imagination. He can come up with amazing things, right? Or just he has a amazing photographic memory, and you can tell him something, you know, 6 years ago, and he'll be able to spit it back verbatim. And we don't necessarily associate that with his imagination or his rutzon. There are people who have no talent and they rise to the top because they just have this unbelievable rutzon, and they push themselves, you know, to overcome their lack of talent and their seemingly inability to do anything, and they just accomplish amazing things. So these are different areas, right? And this is where he continues. Kihine geder azikaron geder echad geder aratzon geder acher. Right? Each one has its own discipline. But you know, aratzon nichnas begeder azikaron velo azikaron begeder aratzon machin kolam. And this is true about all the different abilities of one's personality and his kochos. Adon Yisbarach Shemo Einenu Baal Kochos Shonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a person of different talents and abilities. Afal Pi Shebe'emes Yesh Bo Inyanim Shebanu Heim Shonim. Right? Even though in us these abilities are different. Ki Arei Hu Rotzev, Hu Chacham, Hu Yachov, Hu Shalem B'chol HaShleimus. In every way, in every, I guess, the best bad mashal I could think of to describe this is if that you would break down a Kadosh Baruch Hu into his component parts, every single part of him would be kulo everything. There's everything overlaps with everything at all times. There's no like memory versus Ratzon versus Dimyon. Everything is everything with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is perfection in every way. Omnom Amitas Metziuso Hu Inyan Echad Shekol Abamitaso Gdero Perish Amitas Inyano Ki Hu Shayach Geder Ki Ein Shayach Geder Bo Yisbarach El Al Tzad Heter Lashon. He says, we say things about Hashem because we have no other choice. So we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as having a perfect memory, a perfect this koch, a perfect ratzon, a perfect this. But in reality, he's kol kulo everything. It's not correct to break up any of these abilities and describe them one by one. Kol mashu shlemus. V'nimtza sheyesh bo kol ha-shlemus lo kedavar nosav al mahuso v'amitaso inyano. His completion is not something in addition to his essence, rather elamitzar amita sinyana ba'atzma, meaning his essence is perfection. Shekolos ba'amita kol hashleimu yos, and his essence is perfection in every single possible way. She'ef shal inyan ha'hu mibilti kol hashleimu yos mitzar atzma, and in fact it's impossible for it to be any other way. Meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu is completely perfect, and every ounce of his essence is perfection. All right, again, I don't want to go further than that. I don't really know what I'm talking about, and it's impossible for a human being to know what they're talking about when they say this, because we are by definition imperfect. That's why we're on this world, to make ourselves better. If we would have no job to make ourselves, if we would be perfect, we would have no job to make ourselves better. But so we by definition, we who are the pictures of imperfection have no ability to grasp perfection. But at least we can say the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect in every single way. There's no different parts of him. A lot of times we will describe, and Chazal will describe, the Torah will describe different midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always kol kulo all of his midos. And those topics need to be understood more correctly in order to appropriately describe them. Right, I would have preferred if he had said this the paragraph before, personally. But this is the idea that I was trying to say, that we are, this whole concept is so far away from our ability to understand and to picture it. We don't even have the words to describe it in a proper way to explain it. We're inside the game. You know, so we only have seen the game, and therefore we are. But the world that we live in is a dimyon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on our behalf, so that we could live within this world, and that's the only means that we can use to describe anything. This is what we have with our senses. You know, I gave the mashal last time of color to a blind man. It's the only thing that we can do. We can't describe color to people who've never seen color. And so we can only describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way we describe everything else we sense with our normal senses. And with the creations, everything is very, very different. And separated, meaning everything with us is different. Kochos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all one. Ulam, kvar hegdamnu shamitas mitziusu yisbarach shmo ena museges. We already said last time that there's nothing, we can't understand the true essence of Hashem. Ve'en lahakish mimasha rom bivrum al borei yisbarach shmo. We should not describe him in human terms based on our experiences. Ke'en inyana mitziusim shava klal shenucha lado mizel zeh. Because really it's a terrible way to compare anything that we're used to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the definition of a faulty comparison. Avol, but, so where do we come off speaking about anything? Gam in advarim anodayim b'kabbalah, kamo shezacharnu. I mean, last week we said we have two approaches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have, and the most important and the truest approach is things we know with Kabbalah. Now, Kabbalah could mean many different disciplines. It means the things that we have in our traditions passed down from our forefathers, from all the way from the Nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevi'im, and Maimon Har Sinai, and also the parts of Torah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes himself to us as best as we can possibly understand those areas of Torah. And obviously the Ramchal understood those areas of Torah better than we do, so he's giving us his take on what he thinks we should want, we need to know from those areas. Fine. So he says, "Kimo shech umasim bechakira al piateva atzma bechukosav shvata sheyef shar al kol panim shelo yimatzi matzui echad mishulo mikol teva chukosav gvulosav mikol heder vechisaron mikol ribu vaakova mikol yachas veerach mikol mikrei habruim." All right, let me. It's a huge run-on sentence, but so I guess I'll stop again. That basically, we're not able to. One second. Let's try it again slowly. So this is some the things that we know from what we learned earlier, and you can figure it out from the laws of nature as well. That it's impossible that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does not exist. And it's impossible that he is bound by the laws of nature. He must be beyond the laws of nature. It must be impossible that Hashem has any deficiencies, and he must, be without any chisronos or any relationship that, in other words, any no other godly beings that he has relationships with, besides those things that he created, which will be described later. Picking up. He's the reason, he's the background for everything that comes from, and it all based on his creation. Because without this one true creator, then nothing would exist and nothing would continue to exist. It would all be impossible. Now, the last thing we want to describe is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. He is the Yachid in all ways of oneness, meaning he is completely unique and so much more so than anything else that we describe as being unique. There are things that we talk, we say, I'm unique, my DNA is different than everybody else's DNA, and that's true unless you have an identical twin. Even in those cases, there are some uniquenesses to each twin, but in Ma'is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely unique. So in the way that, one way we can understand that is that we can understand that each human being was created as unique, but that's so different from the Ribbono Shel Olam, meaning his uniqueness and my uniqueness are so far apart. I'm unique because, if you take my DNA and everybody else's DNA, there are tiny variations. I don't know the statistics, but the percentage of DNA we share in common with chimpanzees is ruba de ruba. Most of our DNA, we're essentially the same as chimpanzees, and we have certain things that define us a little bit differently, and that creates a bria that's lamala lamala in anything else in the animal kingdom, even from a physical standpoint. Obviously not from how much more so from a spiritual standpoint, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like just like us with a little kunz in his DNA that he's slightly different. Meaning the difference between me and a chimpanzee is not that vast. Certainly the difference between me and another human being is minuscule in my DNA versus another human being's DNA. But the difference between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the human being or any of his creations is not just like a minor kunz in the DNA that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is slightly different. He is a yachid in kol Derech Hayechidus. There's no means of comparison. There's nothing similar about him and any other being in existence. And obviously there's no other gods or there's no other major forces at work. We're not like in Christian theology you have the different angels fighting it out and the devil, and no one's fighting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Satan is not fighting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to overthrow him in any way, God forbid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only koach that's out there. Just to continue in the words of the Ramchal, there is not a race of beings that have this same quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they exist on their own and they compel themselves to exist. El echad bilvad shetzarech sheyimatzei b'metzias hamuchrach v'shalim hazeh. Right, there's only one thing, one being that could possibly exist in this type of a state of completion, because by definition, if a second being existed, it would not be complete. Meaning, if there were two gods, then neither one of them would be God. They would just be two very powerful beings, but they would not be two all powerful beings. There would not be two creators in that sense, meaning who created everything, meaning only one of them can have created everything. Unless there was a shutfus of some sort, but then neither of them would be God. They would just be a more powerful race in that sense. Then there would not be the Bore who's machriach the entire existence. And like we said, any other heavenly beings or any other creations, those are creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exist because he wants them to exist. They are dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They do not exist on their own. Okay, this is really the end of this first parak. Nimtza. So we have what comes from this. Klal hayidios hasharoshios ha'ela sheish. There are six basic points that we need to know from this parak, a little bit of a summary. Vehein, amitas metziuso, the truth of Hashem's existence, the fact of Hashem's existence, yisbarach shmo, he should be blessed. Shleimuso, his perfection, his completion. Hechrech himatzaso, the necessity of his existence, meaning there's nothing else could exist if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't exist. Heyoso bilti nitla bezulaso, he is not dependent, he exists as a force unto himself. He is not dependent on anything else. Pshituso v'yichudo. Pshituso meaning his simplicity, that in his perfection, he is perfect in every single aspect of his being. There is no parts to him in any way, that some of which are different than others. And his unity, his yichud, that he exists as one being of this sort, and there are no other beings of this sort. There might be other creations, just as we are allowed to exist in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, even though we say Melocha L'Aretz Kevodo, he makes room for us. We're not really going to discuss that concept very much here, but he makes room for other things to exist in his plane of existence, but that's really because he chooses it to be that way, not because we also are similar and we exist. And obviously his uniqueness in his oneness, that there is no other oneness besides him. Okay, this is the very, very, I fully admit, I did a horrible job trying to explain that, but hopefully as we go further, I'll try to do a better job, I'll hopefully succeed at doing a better job explaining other parts of the Sefer, but we'll move forward to, I think, things that are more understandable for us, more relevant to us in the day to day. That we're going to move on to Perek Beis next time with Tachlis Habriya, the purpose of creation. Why did this being that we just did a lousy job of describing, but attempted to scratch the surface of a description? Why did this being create our world? Seemingly, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was perfect in every way, there wouldn't really be a need to create anything besides just existing in his state of perfection. So we'll get into that Bezras Hashem next.